Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Felitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And my prayer that things have gone well with you. You've remained healthy. You remain safe. And that the blessings of God is still upon you. And so my scripture tonight is coming out of Revelation 3:3. And it says, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent." I think I got the wrong. Hang on. The scripture. I'm sorry. It's Revelation 3:2. That's my phone. It says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God." And so tonight, I'm not bringing anything new, but wanted to pretty much give you some updates on what's going on. One of the biggest issues that we're seeing now, again, has to do with COVID. We're seeing a rise in COVID cases as well as hospitalizations and even some deaths. And I looked at the data from CDC and hospital admissions between August the 13th to August the 19th had increased by 18.8% in the most recent week. They had at least 15,067 admissions. And then but for a total hospitalization between July and August, it was 6,272,227. Looked at the deaths regarding COVID between that same period, August 13th through August 19th, and that is of this year. And that was an increase of 21.4% of deaths, which is bringing it up to 1,138,602 deaths. So COVID has raised its ugly head again. Not that we did not know this would not happen. And hopefully at this stage of the game that people will be more cognizant of the things that are necessary to help themselves. I still see some behaviors which will not promote a positive outcome if the affection occurs, but that has to be individual responsibility, and that's why I read that scripture where, we have to remind you of the things that can occur, and it is up to you to strengthen those things based on the information that we are providing. It's an ongoing thing in trying to inform people on how to promote better health and a more positive outcome with any infection. And I was just kind of looking at the updates according to CDC, they do have a subvariant that is potentially better at causing a breakthrough infections. And what this actually means that this particular variant that is coming out is capable of causing infection in people, even if you previously contracted the virus or even if you've been vaccinated. This particular variant can still cause an infection. So being vaccinated, new variant, will not necessarily prevent you from getting it. And having had COVID before, it may not prevent you from getting this new subvariant that is coming out. Right now, CDC is not clear as to whether this strain will cause a more severe illness than others. They just don't know how it is going to affect individuals. So a lot of times we don't know until actually the virus takes effect in individuals. What they have found out that the spread and occurrence of this new strain may go undetected longer. So people may have this strain of the virus and really not know it. They may not have any symptoms. They may not even know that they have it. I had one of a lady that I know that she was in the hospital here with her brother. She went back to Georgia. She not sure if she had any symptoms or anything, but she called me. She said they were testing her for COVID. So what we're seeing now is a lot of hospitals they had not been testing as often, but now they're are testing more than they had been in the past. Looking at this new strand, which you're not going to remember, but it's a BA.2.86, according to CDC, it has many more mutations than the other strand. So in that one subvariant, there is a lot of different mutation. And because it has a large number of mutation, it raises concern of a great escape from the existing immunity, like I said, from having the vaccine and having had COVID in the past. And so basically what they're saying, there are so many mutations in this subvariant that it can break through regardless to what your status is, whether you're vaccinated, whether you've had the COVID infection in the past. As I said, right now it's too soon to know what it will do, and it's too soon to know what the impact will be on the world as a whole, since this strand has been recently found. So we don't know how it's going to affect the immunities throughout on a worldwide basis. It's new. And according to WHO, which is the World Health Organization, because of this variant and because of the changes that it has, they feel like right now it is advantageous right now that this particular strand be put on a strict monitoring to check its circulation, because nobody really knows what it will do. As I've often said in the past, that it doesn't matter what you do to a virus. They do try to survive, and they do whatever it is that they can do to survive. And, of course, there's not much you can do but treat the symptoms. And so what they're doing right now with this is just monitoring it very closely to see what its effects is going to be because of the mutation. And the fact is that they're not sure, but possibly with this, it can be more contagious, or the illness could be more severe. Nobody knows right now. There is no way of knowing right now exactly how this new strand of virus is going to affect the population. The major concern right now is what we call a triple demic. And this is something that they have been concerned about for the last 3 years. And they are anticipating that we may have a triple demic season once the fall and the winter season starts. The triple demic is, of course, the COVID or SARS virus, influenza, and RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. So what you've got is the potential of having a triple demic with all three of these viruses hitting the country at one time during the fall and winter season. RSV has always, when I work with pediatrics, when just before fall hit, we always revved up everything because we knew that the hospital would be full, especially on pediatrics. We didn't have a lot with, we didn't really have a lot with adults, but pediatrics, our unit was always full during the fall and winter season because of the RSV virus. Now it is affecting adults, especially your elderly adults, or it's also affecting adults that have immune deficiencies, those that have underlying conditions. And then, of course, we know the flu has always been around. And so the problem is, if you have all these three hitting at one time, it can really make for a rough winter and fall. And so the important thing is that we're trying to stress to people now is you really are going to have to be even more diligent about taking care of yourself and doing all of the things that we have been talking about over a period of time to avoid the probably you may get it, but maybe to avoid the severity of it. And I was listening to the what they were saying, one of the doctors, about it, and that is the vaccines, they're not really sure. Now, some of the vaccines may provide immunity against some of the variants that are out, but the new ones, they have no idea. And so what the recommendation now, and no, nobody wants to do it, I saved my mask. But they are saying now, if you are have an immune issue or you have underlying conditions, that when you're in crowded area, now they are recommending that these people go back to masking because of the fact that they can easily
be affected by
this virus, and especially because we don't know what variant is hitting us. Then we've got the RSV, which I found out recently there's a few adults in the hospital with RSV. Nothing we've ever been concerned about when it came to adults. And like I said, I started at 33 years. I've never seen a major concern about adults and RSV, but now it is a major concern. And so what we're really seeing is these viruses are gaining momentum. They really are gaining strength from one another and being more virulent than they have in the past. We always knew about the flu. Okay, that's been around, and we know flu can wipe out a lot of people. But then the RSV, we were more concerned about children. Now we have to be concerned about children and adults, and that makes for an issue because the child has it, and the child's living with an adult. You know, it's just going to be a major problem. And then, of course, you know, we've dealt with the COVID issue. The thing that I am seeing the most is that we really, as a society, have not learned from what we encountered and experienced this last year or last 3 years. Our habits have not changed, and I'm not seeing everybody. I am more or less generalizing. Our habits haven't changed. We're still not taking care of ourselves the way we should. We're still not maintaining our disease process. It's like we can't break this habit. We can't break this cycle that we're in. And unless we do that, we're going to have a whole lot more illnesses and an increase in death, because we have got to take some personal responsibility for our health. If you are... And I have nothing. This is not a personal issue. This is not a personal crusade. But if you have COPD or any kind of respiratory problem and you're still smoking, there is no way that you're going to be able to effectively fight these viruses. You have got, and that's what I tell people, because when they would come into the clinic and they would, really sound awful. And I would say, well, are you smoking? Well, yes, but I'm only doing two or three a day. It doesn't matter if you do one a day. If you have an active respiratory infection and you still smoke, it is hard for us to help you from that infection. It's more or less like pouring water on a duck's back, because we're giving you medicines and inhalers and all respiratory treatments and everything. We're throwing everything at you to help you overcome the infection, but the smoking is negating what we're doing. And so this is what I tell people. Now, your personal habits are your personal habits, but you have to understand the consequences of what's going to happen if you don't take some personal responsibility. If you have diabetes, then you have to be very aware of what your A1C is at this time and do everything you can to maintain a good level, because with people that have diabetes, it is very difficult for them to overcome illnesses. Even if they don't have any respiratory problems at all, it's very difficult to overcome those illnesses when your blood sugars are not within normal limits. And so you've got to take your medicine, eat right, make sure you monitor your blood sugar. People that have heart problems. I have a gentleman in our church that just about 3 months ago had open heart surgery. He has to be careful. A lot of times he's having the mask. I'm looking at some offices now. I took a person to the doctor, to a cardiologist, and they have gone back. Their personnel have started back masking, okay? And so I really feel like that we're going to go back to that because, and I know a lot of people said, well, I don't want to. And that is everybody's option. I don't have an issue with it unless I'm in a crowd and people cough it, because a lot of people do not cover their mouth. They're ill and they come out while they're ill. And so they're really spreading germs. And we really don't know what they're spreading, because right now we have several things that are affecting us right now. And I even talked to my godson, who's a respiratory therapist. They're even now seeing cases of flu. And we have not even hit the fall yet. And so, like I said, this is nothing new. Just wanted to update you and just wanted to encourage you to do what you can to take care of yourself. Anything that impacts your health negatively, that you have to let that go in order to be able to fight what is coming on us now. We are responsible for our health. The Bible teaches us that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that we should take care of it, and you take care of that by doing those things that promote good health. You may have a habit that you like, you enjoy, but, you know, you have to look at what's most important, your health or continuing that habit. And, we some things you just have to buckle down and say, listen, my health is important, and you have to tackle it. A lot of things are not really easy to do, but it's important that you do those things, because you want to be able to battle and fight the germs that are going to come upon us. It's amazing that everything is coming together, and they're really, really, really worried about this tripledemic. It is a major concern, because we've had the flu, we knew about the COVID. Now we brought on board RSV, and it's going to be an interesting fall and winter this year. And the only thing we can do is to take care of ourselves. And I was listening, and even with the people that have been vaccinated and revaccinated and boosted and reboosted, there's still no guarantees with the variants that are coming out, how they're going to react. Now, I did hear that now they're trying, they have another, I don't know if it's a vaccine or a booster that's coming out that is hopefully will hit some of the variants that are coming out. But you can keep vaccinating viruses all day long. They're smart. And they are able to survive. So we cannot rely on vaccines. I'm not telling people not to get vaccinated, but I'm saying that should not be where you rely on. Your reliance should be on building up your body to be able to fight on its own as much as possible. Because I know even when we would give the flu vaccine, by the time we gave the vaccine, another flu type was out. And so we weren't really vaccinating against the current flu type because the vaccine had already been made for the different types of flu. And by the time we gave it to them, the virus had done enough, made itself another a type. So viruses do that. And the only way we're going to be able to survive these different viruses besides praying is to take care of ourselves. Now, God gave us, you know, common sense. He told us to take care of our bodies, and that's what we're going to have to do to put ourselves in a better position to fight. I have seen even some elderly people, and I'm talking about even in their 80s, that have been able to overcome these infections. And the reason they've been able to do that, and it's been, and this is what their doctor told them, is because despite their age, they took care of themselves. They ate right. They, you know, they weren't sedentary. They got plenty of sleep. They just did what they needed to do to make themselves as healthy as they could, because they realized that they was of an age where they would be most affected by that. And I've seen a lot of the older people just, I mean, they were sick, but they came through it. And then I see a lot of young people were sick, and they didn't make it. You know, it's just, what is your body able to handle? Have you given your body the ability to fight off what is necessary? And we have that power. That power is in our hands. We just have to determine that this is something we're going to do. And so that's why I'm always talking to people about their eating, about all phases of taking care of themselves, about their disease management. Even if you do have heart disease, even if you do have blood pressure, even if you do have diabetes, even if you do have any type of respiratory problems like COPD, emphysema, asthma, manage it. Manage it. All of us know if you have any type of health issue, you know what your triggers are. You know that if you have high blood pressure, you've got to watch what you eat. You got to watch your salt content, okay? You got to take your medicine. You've got to be active. You know what you need to do as far as diabetes. You know if you have heart problems, like congestive heart failure, which is major. A lot of people on blood thinners. You know what you have to do to manage that. And so if we do a better job of managing what is going on with us and a better job of doing all we can to maintain our health, then we will be in a better position to fight the onslaught of these viruses that are coming. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, it's not, you're not going to get sick. I'm not saying that things won't happen, but you put yourself ahead of the game. You put yourself in a position to be better able to overcome what is going to happen. And like I said, and I've been reading a lot of information about this triple-demic, and it's going to be a force to reckon with, because you got three viruses hitting in the fall and the winter. You don't know which variant of the COVID you're getting. You don't know if you will have a mixture. We just don't know, and that is the problem. There is an unknown, and so therefore, it's just right now they're monitoring it, trying to collect data, trying to figure out what is going to be different. Right now, they're saying the symptoms are basically the same with the COVID. The symptoms are all the same, no matter what the variant is. The problem is how virulent is it? How severely will it impact your health? That's the major concern. The symptoms aren't changing, but the impact on your health can be entirely different. And that's where we have to be more proactive and making sure that we take care of ourselves. We've had a very, very hot summer. And, you know, things, it causes different things to affect the body system. So now we have got to do all we can to prepare our bodies for the upcoming seasons. And so we want to, I'm constantly monitoring this because I'm seeing so many variants and mutations. And we've got to be prepared for this. And so that was all I had for this evening. It's more of an update because we're getting ready to leave August. And so we're going into September, and we're going to be headed towards the fall. And we just need to take the time now to do an inventory on our individual selves and determine what is it that I need to do to make myself more healthy and be able to fight the germs that are coming up. And so that's it for tonight. No questions or comments. That is it for me. I just want you all to be safe, be healthy, and take care of yourself. And we will talk on next week, if there's not an issue. You all have a good evening.